Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. And that's all I got. How do you like it?
Oh, that's good.
Good. It's like a protest tune, man.
Yeah, I dig that.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
You fucking sneaky bastard.
Please refrain from using ethnic slurs.
Buongiorno, signore.
They think I'm Mexican.
I know each one of you like I know my own smell.
This is fucking war.
Forgive me, Waffle. I know that I not have your superior intellect and education.
What? Were you saying something?
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
Tasting, tasting. Uno, dos, tres. Greetings, señoritas and señores. I am Hector and I am filling in for Tim on this very special Cinco de Mayo show. That's right, it's Cinco de Mayo. Now, the first thing that I want to do is get rid of this horrible music and get some ranchero. Now that is more like it. And then the next thing I wanted to do was find a funny Mexicano comedian to make you laugh. So I listened to Jorge Lopez, or as you like to call him, George Lopez, on the internet. And I realized he sucks. He's not funny at all. So here's a couple of white dudes singing a song about Cinco de Mayo.
Hello, my name is J. Chris Newberg, and I'm going to sing a song to you about the wonders of Cinco de Mayo.
And sex.
Dude, what is wrong with you?
Guacamole. Mariachi band tostada.
Awesome.
Thank you, Mexicans, for defeating the French. Now help me violate this pinata.
Is that a sex reference?
No.
Okay, fuck this shit. That ain't even funny. I'm tired of doing that fucking Mexican accent. Was hacky and lame and probably a little racist. Speaking of Mexican-American, though, here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News and the latest from Taco Bell.
Taco Bell launches the new Morning After Burrito. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redlund. Taco Bell launched its controversial Morning After Burrito today. The zesty Mexican-style entree is specially formulated to prevent unwanted pregnancies if ingested within 36 hours following intercourse. Taco Bell Public Relations Director Grant Lesko.
The new Contraceptamel is a safe, effective, and delicious alternative to traditional forms of birth control.
The menu item's only side effects are weight gain, cramping, and gas, the same as all other Taco Bell products. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Okay, so it's Cinco de Mayo today, huh? Huh? That means absolutely nothing to me. I don't even understand what this celebration is all about, but really, not an issue here in South Florida, as we don't have very many Mexicans.
Tim, Plant City, strawberries?
True that. Whatever. Anyway, that's all the time we have left for this special Cinco de Mayo edition of the podcast. Special congrats keys to Ken Allen for guessing yesterday's classic rock quote of the day. Yes, it was in fact Backdoor Man by the Doors. Y'all be safe now. Bye-bye.
Before I stop loving you, you gotta change, baby. Every word I say is true.
Shut up!